Hi, and welcome to Sport and Road, the weekly motorsport show with thanks to Central Tyre Service. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to and keep up to date with all things happening on the courses both locally and around the globe. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by John Painter and Craig Stott. It's on 1FM Shepparton Radio, so let's have a listen to see what's happening in the world of motorsport this week.
Good morning, folks. Live and local 1FM Saturday morning sport continues. It's time for Sport and Road. This is Johnny Painter. Beside me
is Craig Stott. Good morning, listeners, and good morning, John.
Good morning, Craig. How's things, mate?
Oh, not too bad. How has your week been?
It's been a quiet week, actually. We did go down to the little town of Yay on Thursday and met some mates from Melbourne. It's sort of a halfway meeting point.
Okay.
And into the hotel there and had a lovely lunch.
I think there's four pubs in Yay.
Yep, it's the first one you come to coming in from Seymour.
With
the Royal Mail. We slipped into there and had a couple of soft drinks and because we're both driving and we sat back and had a bit of lunch and it was absolutely great. And when we finished there, tootled off home, just bopped along the highway, wasn't in a hurry to go anywhere. And Thursday night, we ended up back up at the One Ute Tavern for the Chicken and Palmy night, which was absolutely great. Then she had about 35 or 40 people there, which is just incredible.
Trish is doing a good job
up there. Yeah, doing a great job. It was fantastic. Yeah, so something different on the menu for the month of February. Yeah, $10 a palmy.
No, that's
we're all
not
right
too, bad.
Too, yeah.
When you're coming back from Yay, you're on the bike with a lovely wife?
No, not getting her on the back of the bike. She just does not want to do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, too hard getting over the seat, she reckons, but and she'd prefer to be on her own bike anyway, which she sold a while back, so
fair enough.
Yeah, no worries at all.
We've had a busy week, and I went down to the Holden Museum in Kyneton on Tuesday. A friend of ours, Jason Lee, owns it. It's a lot of vintage cars. His parents owned Mollison Motors, so all the brochures and parts and everything we've got, or he's got there. He had a Kyneton Car Club come in raising money, so he opened the museum up for them. And they had a sausage sizzle for everyone there and buy drinks, soft drinks. And it was absolutely fantastic. About 120 people went through and they thoroughly enjoyed it and they were well behaved. It was good. Even I learned something. Jason's got up there, a HK Holden ambulance, two
good
doors
grief.
On the left hand side and one door on the right hand side.
Yeah, the ambulance officer would have had a seat on that left hand side with the patient beside them.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
Very interesting. He had his father there, which was the owner of Mollison Motors many years ago, so. So I was hoping Joe Camilleri might sneak out with his T-Bird, but Thunderbird, but he didn't. But then went to Castlemaine, had a look at a few antique stores and bought a couple of treasures and come home.
Good stuff. Yeah, great weekend then. You've had a good week.
Yeah, it has been. And my tiles turned up today.
All good.
Oh, sorry, Friday they turned up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I've got friends up this weekend, so they're waking up, shall we say, at home. So
someone will have the radio on and to be listening to us too.
They've got no option.
Exactly right. Yep. Same at our place. Not a problem at all.
So now, I've got good sponsor around here too.
We certainly have
two fantastic sponsors. I do motor car racing and it's Goodyear. Tyre Care, Goodyear Service Centre.
Yep.
Or Central Tyres, whichever way you want to call it.
Yeah, either.
Welshford Street, fantastic people. They'll do anything for your vehicle. All full range of tyres. If they don't have it, they will get any other brands in.
Yeah.
They've got a full range of automotive batteries and the amount of globes and wiper inserts they've got.
Yeah,
and they've even got the additive soap that goes in your washer bottle.
Yeah, exactly
that
right.
That does help too.
They'll do the lot for you. They're amazing.
And as I've said before, if you fit, you might be used to your car. Jump in your wife's car and give it a drive and let her drive yours.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you feel something different, just take it down there, let them take it round the block and, let's have a look. And they'll inform you if they find anything and show it to you before they do anything.
Yeah, I remember years ago my Black Calais had a clonk in the motor every time you accelerated and I couldn't work it out, so I took it in there and took it round the block and he said, I think you've got a dud engine mount. And that's what it was.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yep, exactly. The motor's lifting off the chassis and dropping back down again.
Mm-hmm.
Clonk. Mind you, that's how they work. No, they sorted that out and we put a new engine mount in and off it went. It was good.
So, yeah, they're nice people there, and I like how the workers, you know, they might do your tyres, someone else goes along and checks them again.
Yeah, they back each other up, and even that the is
women,
so important.
Even the women in the office, they come out there and help help you as well.
Oh, they do, yep.
Mm-hmm. And they do know their products. It's not just like any woman in the the street. They do know their products.
They
They've done their homework.
Yep. And of course, our other wonderful sponsors are the Shepparton Motorcycle Group here in Shepparton. Now, we have Purcell Street and we have Benalla Road. We have two sites. One's Halsall Honda. Well, it was Halsall Honda, but it's still got the name up. And Mike Judd's still there, and they look after the Honda motorcycles, power equipment, and farm equipment. Anything like that you need from Chaddy, you go in and see the Shepparton Motorcycles Honda branch, which is the one in Benalla Road, just before the tile and carpet place.
We know that,
right,
don't we?
On the end, we do, right on the end of the vacant block from the showgrounds upwards, and you'll find the Halsall branch of Shepparton Motorcycles right in there. And then down beside the railway line, right before the railway station itself in Purcell Street, we have what was the AJ's Motorcycles Parts and Apparel Shop, which is now, again, Shepparton Motorcycles. And that's where you'll find KTM and all of that sort of stuff, and servicing and spare parts and accessories and clothing and you name it, they've got it. You need a new helmet? Go in and see them. No worries at all. And I've got a great use for old helmets too. My wife turns them upside down, hooks a chain on them, and grows pot plants in them, and then hangs them on the edge of the veranda. So yeah, so we've got all these pot plants hanging out with flowers growing out of them. They look absolutely great. Yeah.
I saw something good the other day. Was the normal tyre? They cut it in half and hang them on the fence down low, and they're chicken roosting box.
Yeah, that's a good move too. Yeah, great ideas. Yeah,
chickens can roost in there and pick up your eggs.
Yeah, what a good idea. Yeah, makes a nesting box out of them.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
Well done. That's a great trick. I'll have to have a think about that. Mind you, I haven't got any chickens, but yeah. Who knows in the family who might at some stage, yes.
I've got guinea fowl, but I wouldn't mind getting some chooks.
Yeah, it'd be good fun. No worries at all.
Well, with the guinea fowl, we don't have any snakes on the land, so that's even better.
Oh, no, they're vicious, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah. Now, we've got a little bit of information on the Australian Superbike
Series. That's two wheels.
Yep, two wheel side of things. And later on, we're going to have a talk to the president of Motorcycling Victoria. We've got Loza Weaves going to come in and have a chat to us. So that'll be great too. She wants to tell us about the Victorian Road Race Championship, which is coming up. Australian Superbikes. It's a superbike category. It's the premier road racing class in the nation. Start grids are often filled with up to 40 superbike machines per single race. But unlike MotoGP bikes that are produced as one-off prototypes, the superbikes are based on production road-going motorcycles that are readily available for domestic purpose or purchase. Based on the World Superbike Championship and World Superstock concept, Australian Superbike class runs production-based machines with limited modifications allowed to reduce the cost of running the machinery. The formula also opens up the opportunity for privateers to keep the factory teams honest, and in order to race a particular manufactured motorcycle in this class, there must have been 20 production units sold to the public within Australia.
That's not bad. Mm. They had something similar to that many years ago for touring cars.
They did, yeah, exactly.
Race and win on Sunday, sell on Monday.
Yep, but they had to have sold X amount of them. Yeah, but it was a lot more in those days, wasn't it? The homologation was sort of like 100 cars or something.
That's correct, yes.
And they sold a lot to dealers.
That's it. And there was a lot of paperwork done and sold and hadn't even left the premises.
And they were still unregistered and in the back of the shed, yeah. Yeah. Now, meeting the safety prerequisites is imperative. You have to remove the headlights, blinkers, passenger foot pegs. Got tied up with that one. It's a prerequisite, along with the side and centre stands, mirrors, lights, all of those things. They replace the original plastic fairings with replica...
Kevlar.
Fairings, yeah. And those fairings on all of the Australian superbikes, one of the rules is they have to have the things painted so that they look like a bike. So you'll see them on the track and they look like they've got headlights on, but they're actually either stickers or paintings.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're very, very clever with
it. What they do with these decals.
Absolutely
now.
Right. Now, those bikes must meet strict weight requirements that, as stipulated in what we laughingly call the Bible, the Manual of Motorcycle Sports, the MOMS. And that that has everything in it. It's a steward. Yeah, I know it well.
Okay. No less than 20 production machines of a particular make and or model must be imported into Australia by the manufacturer or the Australian distributor representing the manufacturer. That's a tongue-tied.
It sure is.
1,000cc for four-cylinder machines or 1,300cc for two- or three-cylinder machines. Okay.
Yeah.
No less than 168 kilograms for four-cylinder machines or 172 kilograms for two- or three-cylinder machines.
Yep.
Has headlights, blinkers, passenger foot pegs and other acrylics removed. Use homologated dry intermediate and wet racing tyres. This is high performance category. Limited modifications are allowed to a machine. They can change the ignition key, I think.
Oh, so you do exhaust and there's a few other bits and pieces that they can do, and suspension they can modify to within limits.
Mm. Okay. And there's an age limit of 16 years old and over with an MA national licence.
Yeah, because some of these junior kids, like Ollie Bayliss a couple of years ago, he was 16 and virtually running a superbike. But, mind you, he'd had the experience and also training of a world champion.
Yes. Yeah. Bit of Troy, eh?
Exactly right. Now, the official My Bike, this is a tongue twister too, the official My Bike Motorcycle Insurance Australian Superbike Championships presented by Motul, the ASBK. Well, their tests kicked off at Phillip Island with torrential rain, no rain, then light drizzle, a humid morning before the sun finally broke through in the afternoon and enticed the riders to attack the track in anger. That's well written.
Say it again, Sam.
You reckon?
Yeah. Mm. Most of the major players were in attendance, with all eyes were on 2020 and 2021 Superbike champion Wayne Maxwell, who came out of attempted retirement to attempt to net another title in 2022.
Yep, he's attempted to retire, failed.
Maxwell is on a Ducati V4R, led the early dry sessions in the Premier Alpine Steers Superbike category to the tunes of half a second ahead of Brian Staring, who's on a Ducati V4R, with Aidan Wagner a further three-tenths back on the Yamaha YZF R1.
Then we had Lachlan Eppis on the BMW MRR. He would later split Maxwell and Staring in fourth practice, despite Maxwell dropping into the 131.9s with a startling one-second advantage over the second place. Tom Edwards and the YMF R6 back into the 600 series led the way early in the Michelin Supersport class, edging Hamilton Voigt and the YZF FR6 to the tune of 1/10 of a second, with Senna Agius on a CBR Honda just 3/100 of a second in arrears. Ollie Bayliss, however, would trump Edwards in practice four to the tune of 7/10 in the interest of getting a solid hit out on his Ducati 955 before heading to Europe to contest the World Supersport Championship.
Not
so
bad.
Ollie's going overseas. Well done.
Mm. In the Dunlop series, in the Dunlop Supersport 300, Yamaha Finance R3 Cup Moto 3 combined session, the Moto 3 spec KTM of Harrison Voigt topped the table ahead of fellow Moto 3 Honda ridden by Carter Thompson and Angus Grenfell.
Yeah, I've been watching Angus growing up. He's a very, very quick little rider, hell of a nice young fella too. The first Dunlop SS300 rider was Marianos Nicholas. He was on an RZF R3. Second and third in the class results were Liam Waterson and Cameron Swain, and they were both on R3 Yammies as well. The Blue Crew Oceania Junior Cup was the first opportunity for a number of rookie riders to get to grips with their YZF R15s. That's a 150cc machine, and they're under the watchful eye of the new series coach, Mr. Squiggle, Gary McCoy. Yeah. The Sultan of Slide, he was, okay. Absolutely.
Marcus Hammond was the quickest out of the blocks, shading Harrison Watts by 4/10 of a second, with Levi Russo a further tenth in arrears in practice four. Hammond continued at the Ablett. Oh, hang on. Hammond continued at the Ablett just 5/100 of a second ahead of Tyrone Fleming, who was in turn 0.4 ahead of Ryan Larkin.
Now, and then on the second test day, they had a bit of an ominous warning because Edwards set the pace for the Super Sport. Day two of the, we're not going to go through all that again, the ASB test day began in dry but humid conditions at Phillip Island. In what turned out to be the reverse of day one, torrential rain marred the afternoon, eliminating the prospect of any serious times being set late in the day. But there again, it was a practice day, I suppose, so they're all getting to know things. Yesterday's front runner, Wayne Maxwell, on the V4R Duck, scorched to Phillip Island with a 131.848 to head the Alpine Stars Superbike Practice 5. Last year's ASB champion was over a second ahead of Lockie Eppis on the BMW, who in turn enjoyed a 1/10 second margin over Crew Halliday on the Yamaha. And from there it appeared Maxwell had nothing more to prove, preferring to leave his opposition wondering as he sat out the rest of the day.
A sandbagging.
Yep, absolutely.
Maxwell was cautiously optimistic about his performance, preferred not to read too much into the test. A lot of people are running different programs and a lot of people have changed teams, so they're trying to find their way on a new bike, said Maxwell. For us, we've got a bit more continuity than most. Pirelli have worked really hard to bring us some updated tyres, So it's really worked out and great to be where we are ahead into the 2022 season.
Yeah, it's absolutely going well. I think it's time for a quick break, mate. Let's have some words from these wonderful people who support us, our wonderful sponsors, and we'll come back in a couple of moments and give you a little bit more information once I can find out where he is. Just that find where the mouse was. He's chasing me.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle, ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
1FM, live and local.
Now, they're fantastic sponsors. We've got quite a few there, but you know, the ones we use on this show here are fantastic.
Oh, they certainly are, mate. They
help
really
everyone
are.
Out. Yeah, that's
it. They certainly do an absolutely great job. Now, where were we up to? Let me see. In Wayne Maxwell's absence on day two down at the island, Halliday topped the timesheets in practice six with a 132.232 to go second overall for the day. Lockie Eppis was 0.6 in arrears, and Marcus Chiodo on the R1 a further 0.2 2/10. Amid increasingly wet conditions, only four riders ventured out in practice seven. They were Jed Metcher, who led the way with a 150.17. Mike Jones, Mad Mike, the only other rider to set a time.
He's not from the Monkees, is he?
No, definitely
wrong,
not.
Wrong Mike Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. But he set a time of 207.063. Now, Ollie Bayliss topped the Michelin Supersport Practice 5 on his Ducati 955. When the Supersport Field Centre Aegis on the CBR led Tom Edwards and Harrison Voigt, who were separated by just over a second. Now, the ASBK schedule is very simple. Round one.
Phillip Island.
Yep. And it's the 25th to the 27th of February, so it's only a couple of weeks away.
I wonder if they'd go to the pizza shop down the end of the main road.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They'll be into Pino's, no worries at all. Yep.
Round two is Queensland Raceway.
That's on the 18th to the 20th of March.
Round three, Wakefield Park, New South Wales.
And they'll be there on the 22nd to the 24th of April.
Round four, Hidden Valley.
Up to Darwin, 17th to the 19th.
I'll watch them up there.
You certainly will. You'll be there.
That'd be good, yes. Guess what? I'm going to Hidden Valley. I have to now.
Yeah, you've paid your tickets, yeah.
Round five, Morgan Park, Queensland.
Hey, do you reckon we could get you in as a press representative for 1FM?
I'll try it. Don't you worry about that one. I've bought me tickets too. Yeah,
no worries at all. Morgan Park in Queensland, the 5th to the 7th of August.
Round 6 is Simon Plains in Tasmania.
Back to Simmons, that's good. The 20th to the 23rd of October.
Round 7 is back to Phillip Island.
Yep, the dates are to be confirmed on that one, but that'll be in November, hopefully.
And round 8, the Bend Motorsport Park, South Australia.
On the 2nd to the 4th of December. Yeah, lots to come there. It's going to be absolutely great. So I'm looking forward to all of that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Live and local 1FM Sport and Road continues here on Saturday morning, and waiting patiently on the other end of the phone line, I have a very, very important guest. I have the president of Motorcycling Victoria, coupled with the president of the Preston Motorcycle Club. I have Lauren Weaver waiting to speak to us. Good morning, Loz.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how about yourself?
Fantastic.
Now, ready I'm going to introduce you to my officer, Craig Stott. Craig's sitting up beside us here.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Very well, Craig.
Yeah, Craig's our four-wheeled guru. He's into V8 supercars, and of course, as you know, we're the two-wheeled side of the joint. So, so we have a great time here.
We bounce off each other and have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Let some listeners know some
chuck
information.
Chuck a few darts at one another, like we do when we're together. It's all good fun. Not a worry at all. Lauren, I've been trying to find out what's happening with Vic Road Race, and I can't find much going on at the moment. Can you fill us in a little bit?
Okay, well, absolutely, yes. It's been a bit of a mind bender with on the back of COVID trying to organise a season this year. So the information's now out and the calendar's now kind of complete and we're starting to get entries and whatnot now. So for the Pirelli Motul Victorian Road Racing Championships this year, we start on the 19th of March, the 19th and 20th of March at Broadford State Motorcycle Sports Complex. That includes round one of the Supermoto Victorian Supermoto Championships as well.
Right.
On the 14th and 15th of May, we head to Winton for round two, Winton Raceway. And then we have a bit of a break through the cold months of winter and pick back up again on the 3rd and 4th of September at Phillip Island. Usually a huge weekend featuring the Huey Haw and Harvey Wiltshire feature races and the Bears, which is a British and European Cruise National Challenge. So another jam-packed big weekend. And we finish up on the 12th and 13th of November at Broadford this year, again with the Supermoto and Bears Championships happening out there. Again, a great one for the end of the year.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's going to be great. I suppose I better write my name in the book as a steward for it then.
Absolutely, Johnny. We couldn't do it without you.
Feeling a lot better after last year. No problems at all. Yeah, it's great.
We have the biggest thing in the make that I should mention at this point is we have inter-club road racing and our club has racing as well, and we're looking forward to an end-of-year celebration around the weekend of the 22nd of October where we'll be combining a Phillip Island round of the final round of the inter-club road racing championships and a final round of the Preston Bracket Racing Championship.
That is going to be an awesome weekend. It really is.
Well, yeah, we're hoping to get a three-day club racing festival and just make the most of a whole bunch of racing down at our best track down there at Phillip Island.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Perfect time of the year to do it too. We get in before the Australian Grand Prix meeting, so that'd be fantastic, Loz.
Absolutely. Very excited about that one.
Now, bracket racing, what are our dates for that one?
Okay, bracket racing, our first round was cancelled, unfortunately, but we've picked up again for the 5th of June at Broadford.
Right.
And so with the final round at Phillip Island, it'll be a Preston practice day on the Friday. On the Saturday will be the final round of bracket racing.
Yep.
Of the Shannon's Bracket Racing Series. And on the Sunday will be the final round of the Victorian Motorcycle Wreckers Interclub Championship. And we're hoping that we'll all be together there and the big club challenge can happen, club versus club, and we'll make something out of that.
That's going to be absolutely awesome, Lauren. Absolutely fantastic. Well, so now we're up to date, mate.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely great.
I better fill you in on Interclub. We have Interclub
on the 27th
of March at Broadford.
Yep.
The 28th of August at Broadford. and the October final round.
Yeah, that's an absolutely great series too, to get all the clubs together in that sort of an atmosphere. It's just absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. It's good fun. No worries
last,
at all.
Last time I was at Broadford, I was doing the Hells Angels Broadford concerts many years ago.
Geez, I'm too young for that era, but I've heard a lot of stories.
That's where
none,
they stay.
None to be repeated on morning radio.
Oh, that's, no.
That's all right.
No worries, Lauren. Thank you very much, mate. I really do appreciate you having a chat to us, and it's absolutely great. So we welcome Lauren Weaver, the President of Motorcycling Victoria and the Preston Motorcycle Club, to 1FM. Thanks, Lauren. It's absolutely great, and I look forward to seeing you very soon. Squeezy hugs coming.
Squeezy hugs, rubber side down. Thank you, gentlemen.
No worries at all, Lauren.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Well, there we go, folks. Lauren Weaver. That was great. Fantastic.
Okay. Also keeping, Gardner wants to try his KTM MotoGP bike without traction control.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is a little note from a website called Speed Cafe. Remy Gardner says he wants to try his new KTM MotoGP ride without traction control once he's over his fractured wrist.
The 2021 Moto2 world champion has now had four tests totaling 8 days on the RC16 ahead of his rookie season in the Premier Class with Tech 3 KTM Factory Racing. It was after last November's post-season test at Jerez that Gardner explained that he was feeling a bit too much electronics on the MotoGP bike and thus could not get the rear end to slide to his liking. He gradually dialed down the electronics during last weekend's Spang test and, according to KTM test rider Danny Pedroso, could be able to turn them off. That would then see Gardner attempting to emulate the famous style of another championship-winning Australian.
Ooh, I wonder who he's talking about there.
I reckon it'd be...
Mr. Casey, I reckon.
You reckon?
Definitely Mr. Stoner, yep. The way he used to slide that bike coming out of Turn 3 at Phillip Island, he steered the thing on the back wheel, and also the same for Mr. Squiggle. And I reckon his dad would have done exactly the same thing as well.
I think that's who I was thinking.
Yep,
yes.
Exactly.
Wayne Gardner.
Mm-hmm. Now, the plan was to start the test without electronics, but we started with them. But every time we were going less and less and less, explained the 23-year-old, I still want to try the bike when I'm fit without traction control. Spoke to Danny about it, and he said it is possible. There's no drama. You just have to be very careful on the gas. He said if you like sliding and turning with the rear, like Casey Stoner, it can work. And it's something interesting for the future. So maybe that's one of the reasons that Casey Stoner could ride those bikes and nobody else could. Mm. They all had the electronics up and working because they were...
In the end, if you open up the gas enough, even with the electronics, then it will spin. At that point of finding that grip and spin to go forward. Also, if the bike is not turning with the front, then you can turn it with the rear and have a bit more control like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to look at in the future, but not just yet. I haven't tried it yet with the big bike, MotoGP, and there is definitely some more physical exertion with these compared to Moto2. It will be good when I'm finally fully fit and ready to go. Gardner also makes it to be important to not rely on electronics as a means of curing the ill which a bike may exist. Yeah,
exactly right. He said you still have to ride the bike and it's effing hard. If you need to keep it, he added. Sure, there are a lot of controls, but I think it's important not to get caught in this loop. I have a problem. Let's put some electronics on it. And I think it's important to fix the issues with the bike and not throw electronics on it and let them sort it out.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Time for us to go, mate.
Already?
Yeah. Where's the time gone?
It's getting shorter and shorter.
I reckon it's been an interesting program. Talked to Loza Weaver from Motorcycling Victoria.
She seems a lovely person, lovely person.
Loza's an absolute character. A lot
Should
of time for that lady.
Life of a party, I think.
Oh, yeah. She's also a qualified race secretary, so she does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work as well.
Oh, okay.
No worries. Anyway, from Johnny Painter, it's time for me to go, so I'm going to say bye-bye for now, folks. Back next week.
And goodbye from me as well. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, folks.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.